New documents released by an Israeli human rights group revealed Israel's deliberate policy of near starvation of Gaza. The human rights group Gisha obtained the documents after a legal battle to compel Israelis to release the information. The documents confirmed Israeli threat to put the Palestinians on a diet, but not to make them die of hunger, as they show Israeli calculations for the amount of food, poultry, and animal feed to be allowed into Gaza.
The siege is continuing, and Israel tried to show the international community and the public opinion that they facilitate the life by allowing the basic needs to enter to the civilians in Gaza.
The revelations came at a time when a new report by aid agencies and rights groups working inside the Palestinian territory found little improvement in Gaza since Israel's claimed easing of the blockade 6 months ago. The report also showed that the ban on most exports from Gaza has crippled the economy. Israel's economic blockade has kept out raw materials for factories and construction, hindering economic recovery and reconstruction after the 2008-2009 Gaza War, which left thousands of buildings in ruins.
Israel is doing 25 billion euros a year in trade with the EU while they're starving and malnourishing the Palestinians in Gaza, including 800,000 plus children. We know what Israel is doing. The question is, what are our governments going to do, and how are we going to force them to do the right thing? Which it comes down to this: it's time for sanctions, it's time for boycotts on a government level, not just on an independent level. We need that across the board.
Israel tightened its blockade of Gaza in 2007. After Hamas was democratically elected and came to power. Analysts say the blockade has only caused widespread misery among Gaza's 1.5 million people. International and local human rights organizations say that in order for the economic and humanitarian situation to improve, the Israeli siege, which has now entered its fourth year, should be lifted totally. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.